Okay, so we'll begin this evening's meeting of the Finance and Facilities Committee for Glen Allen School District 41, Monday, December 12th, 2011. It's about 6:13 in the afternoon. Would you please take a moment and review the minutes from the November 28th, 2011 Finance Meeting, and let me know if they meet with your approval.
Okay. I'm good with the minutes.
Okay, Drew, good for you too?
Good for me.
That's okay. The first order of business then this evening will be the Hadley Auditorium Sound System, the replacement. As you know, the Hadley Auditorium has been on the capital projects list for some updates for quite some time, and we're starting to bring forward some recommendations as we move forward. This year, what I budgeted for was the replacement of the Hadley sound system. On October 27th, we placed a bid. We placed an advertisement for bid. We have had a number of vendors get back to us. Only three participated in the actual bid process. Those bids were due back on November 21st. Three vendors participated: Muzak, Sound Planning Associates, and Kinesthetics. The bids came back. They ranged from $27,096 for Muzak up to $27,996 with Sound Planning Associates, and then Kinesthetics with the $37,650. I have met with representatives from Muzak. We are in agreement on the type of equipment that is to be provided. We talked briefly about running sort of the installation process and how that timing will all occur. And we're moving this recommendation forward to replace the Hadley sound system for $27,096. We'll start the conversation this evening, and then we'll move through the board for discussion and action on July 9th, 2012, as well as January 23rd. Any questions?
January? That's July.
January 23rd.
Okay.
Bob, somehow the attached listing did not end up being included in this document. Do you have a copy of that? I might make copies for everybody to see.
Sure. You the board report itself?
No, not the board report, but the equipment list.
Yeah, I know what you're referring
that
to.
That was going to be scanned into this.
You know what? Why don't I finish this now, and then I'll
get
a list.
You can email it to us.
Okay, and I have the listing downstairs.
Okay.
So. And it is... they bid exactly what we built into our bid document. So we're in agreement. As I said, we held a preliminary sort of an introductory meeting. This will be once we get approval. We're talking about 6 weeks lead time. So if we start the end of January with final approval, we should be able to move this forward through installation or for installation, probably the early to middle part of March.
I just really two questions. This is phase one of the three-phase approach for the...
If you want to call it phase one, absolutely.
As I recall, you broke it down into three different tranches, and this was the first tranche.
Yeah, the sound system was the most in need of replacement. Then we're talking about the lighting system, and then we can talk about other things that I already have on a capital projects list, like sharing and so forth that's in the auditorium.
My other question is the... There's an additional cost. Is $5,000 for sound dampening, which is above and beyond the $27,000.
That's correct. This is something we've worked with a vendor before who has put up sound dampening devices. We've done some work at Lincoln. We've done a lot of work at Lincoln. We've done some at Churchill over the years. And this is a vendor that we use. It's outside of the bidding process. This is not exactly a specialty or would be considered a specialty of Muzak. So we would use a vendor that we already have an existing relationship with, and it would come in something under $5,000.
Okay. Is there a reason that we wouldn't have included the sound dampening as one bid?
Not particularly, just chose not to. It's not in their area of expertise.
The same companies that would have taken on the bid specs are not the same companies that would do the sound dampening.
So they're totally separate
expertise.
Okay.
And because of the cost of the sound dampening, you wouldn't need to bid. And if you recall in our first conversations around this, I believe John Kenwood, it was listed as a separate item, and John said I think, suggested, well, if we're going to do this work and sound dampening really allows, you know how Hadley is set up with pods A and C, the sound dampening would be in those other pods so that during the day, right, the sound is not transferred so extensively into those classrooms.
Okay.
And I think John had, at one point when we were talking about bids, said, why don't you just put that in this, but because they're not the same type
okay.
of product.
I'm okay.
Does that, do you recall that and all that conversation?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not surprised to see two vendors close, but Kinesthetic's the one that helps pick things out.
I was very surprised.
Did they?
$10,000 more than what the lowest vendor was. So I was surprised, and I worked with this young man for the past 3 or 4 years now on plays over at Hadley, but we went out for public bid, and it is what it is. I don't have a choice in the matter.
Did he give any comments that they got better quality equipment or why, or some reason why?
You know, I haven't even spoken. I typically don't speak to vendors in between when we get their bids until I get formal approval or recommendation from the board. I don't like to go back and have conversations with vendors once a bid has been let or once I receive the bid and I get a final recommendation through the board. I try to disconnect myself from vendors just for the appearance of impropriety or anything. This is a public document. They can take a look at it. He had every opportunity to bid it. One-for-one spec. The gentleman that bid this, Muzak, I have an equipment listing sheet. It's the exact same equipment that we bid out.
I guess that was my other question. So the sheet that we don't have is specific enough that it would be the exact
same. It is the exact same equipment, or I would not have accepted or made a recommendation to the board. Would not have accepted it bid because it was very specific in the type of equipment that we're looking for. I wanted exactly the same type of equipment as, so I could make an accurate decision.
Just trying to remember what the original estimate was.
The original estimate was for about $37,000, because that's what I thought it was going to come in. I budgeted about $37,000 for the sound equipment, and then for the lighting equipment, we're talking about a project of about $125,000 in estimated cost, and that we'll look at next year.
And this equipment, as I recall, was relatively commodity type of equipment. It's not proprietary.
It's not proprietary. Three vendors submitted bids, and all three of the vendors submitted the exact equipment, so anyone can get a hold of it.
Okay.
Any other questions on the Hadley Sound? So I will be bringing this to the board with a recommendation then on January 9th, and we'll step it through the process at that time. Okay? All right, the next order of business then this evening will be class size targets, and Lori Campbell will be presenting that.
Sure. You have the report in front of you. It's the time of year when we establish class size targets for the upcoming school year. And our recommendations for this year that we'll be bringing to the board in January, similar to the project that Bob just described, this is a beginning step. Next step would be to the board level for discussion, and then to the board for approval by the end of January. The only change in this recommendation from last year to this year is the final bullet point in the report, which is 23 to 25 students per class in grades 4 through 4 and 5 in schools that have not met adequately yearly progress for 2 consecutive years. We've added that as an additional recommendation relative to some of the relative to the need that we've had over the last 3 years to add additional staff over at Churchill. And that would usually come in August, and we would prefer to have that in the recommendation up front so that we can get out there sooner in terms of recruiting and hiring, and not have to wait till August in the event that we need to add staff there.
Is that, where does that fall in line? I'm trying to pull up the class size from the regular board meeting.
Sure.
What our normal targets would be?
No, where does it fall within the changes we made recently over at Churchill?
It's probably not quite as generous as the changes we've made, but it would depend on, again, like all, every time you add a section is all relative to the actual number of students. So we added a section at third grade this year at Churchill and at fifth grade, I believe. And so we reduced both of those down to about 22.
Mm-hmm. One for Churchill?
Mm-hmm.
And this is for fourth and fifth?
Yes, we're suggesting fourth and fifth. The target for third grade is 23 to 25. And we think that's an adequate adjustment for classes where schools have not made adequate yearly progress. So we're suggesting that we hold the target at that third grade level rather than escalating up to 25 to 27. It is because of the Title I and because they have subgroups. I would think that it's possible next year that Lincoln would be included in that because of the subgroup range. And if you recall, we've added sections at Lincoln for the same basic reason, only we've been using test data. And I think as Lori suggested, we're just trying to create something that perhaps is a little bit more systematic so we can get out for employees sooner. Because we know if they're not making adequate yearly progress, there's an achievement gap.
Right, so the subgroup was the low income. I'm just trying to understand the correlation to the lower class size and just the fourth and fifth grade. Or what, you know, what is that?
We chose fourth and fifth grade because that's when the class size target escalates to 25 to 27. And we could have made a recommendation to put third, fourth, and fifth at the primary targets, which would be 20 to 22. but we felt that 23 to 25 was a reasonable class size for all schools that may have, you know, missed adequate yearly progress targets.
What are some of the other things we're doing besides the class size with that in mind?
Targeted learning time is devoted to those subgroups, quite specifically identified by name, student name, so that there's a monitoring of students who didn't make adequate yearly progress last year. There is training, obviously, for teachers in the PSYOP strategies, which are sheltered instructional observational protocol, which help for second language learners in particular, but good for all students. The second language learners are getting a double dose of literacy time, which they weren't getting before, and in some cases, double dose of math. And that would be true for all students who are not making adequate yearly progress. Either they're getting the double dose in the targeted learning time or they're getting it pulling from some other place so that they are getting that double dose.
I don't know, it's not clear to me what the potential financial implications would be, you know, in terms of the writing section or whatever. But just wondering, you know, if you want to do more, does it make sense to do more of that versus the class size changes?
Possibly, and we have done that this year. We altered our resources to Churchill and to Lincoln. We reduced our reading improvement assistance from Franklin and Forest Glen and redistributed them to Churchill and Lincoln. So we've done some of that internally using the resources that we have. You know, it's possible. I think our belief is that for the most part, our class size targets might be okay at 23 to 25 without adding a lot of staff. Because then again, you're going to go to 26, 27 before you add another staff member versus 29 before you add another staff member. So we think we're still giving that leeway. It's not to say that we won't still hear from parents who want to see their class sizes at 21 and 22, but...
I mean, if you implemented this today, it looks like if you implemented this today, it wouldn't affect
anything,
because you're already there, you know, for Churchill. If Lincoln was subject to this and we implemented this today, you'd have to do a fifth section of five.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying that's not the way it shakes out now.
Well, if you look at what's happening at Lincoln prior to this, if you look at fourth, third, we're going to be in the target. Now, second grade might create a problem for us down the road, but third and fourth are both at 23.
Okay.
So in the future, like next year, we wouldn't anticipate having to make
that. Next year you won't have the numbers that you do on fifth.
Correct. Correct. It is a year-by-year analysis.
Okay.
There's no question about it.
So essentially, by doing this, it doesn't have a implication from a financial standpoint.
Well, not for next year, but there certainly is potential it could have a financial
sure.
implication. But that's true of all our classes. I mean, you know, even whether they're in the target or not, you know, I mean, whether we have a special target for a particular group or we extend the target. I think our thinking was that each year we're going to come back to you based on the criteria we established before of academic performance for those groups that aren't making adequate yearly progress. And so rather than bringing it back to you in August each year when we finalize our AYP, wouldn't it be a more prudent strategy from a standpoint of getting good staff to do it earlier and just do it as part of our staffing plan?
All right, the next order of business then will be the supplemental pay committee recommendation. Again, Lori Campbell will be handling that discussion.
Our committee met in November and received proposals for additional supplemental or changes to the supplemental pay structure. And just, I guess the word proposal makes it sound like anybody can come up with any idea and say, well, let's just do this and make sure that there's room within the supplemental pay structure for it. What we really are doing is trying to make sure we're staffed appropriately, both from the amount of time that teachers spend on supplemental pay and the number of teachers that we have involved in these activities. So as we looked through proposals for this fall and, you know, requests for making changes to the supplemental pay structure, we are recommending, or will be recommending again in January, two changes to the supplemental pay structure. The first one is changing cross country, which has been a group four activity, to a group three activity, based on an analysis of the fall season where they added sixth graders, and we did add a sponsor for that. The program's just growing by leaps and bounds, which is a great problem to have. It's a no-cut sport. It's a great one for kids of all abilities to participate in, but their contact hours are exceeding the group four range, which is 40 to 74. They're the 80-plus range, so that would be a group three. So that's the first part of our recommendation. The second part has to do with another, again, good problem to have. The wrestling team at Hadley is continuing to grow. Over the last couple of years, we have added additional coaches there. But with the numbers at 65, and that's as of December 1st, we feel that it's important to add yet another person, especially given the nature of that particular sport. So those are our two recommendations. Now, in the chart at the bottom, the one area where we have to really kind of project things is relative to the cross country recommendation, because that won't take effect. It'll take effect clearly once you take action, but cross country doesn't meet again until next fall. So what I did is calculate the net increase based on this year's supplemental pay schedule. We don't know what next year's will be yet, because that will be part of the negotiations with our teachers.
Who was the board representative on that?
Erica.
Were there any, sometimes there was nothing that you guys looked at eliminating or put on probation for?
Oh, sunsetting? There are a couple of activities that we are, that are in the two-year holding pattern. In other words, once it's not filled for 2 years, then we'll sunset it. But there aren't any this time. I think there was one activity in the spring that we did, the memory dance, but nothing for this fall. But we are watching it very carefully. What you see here is what we're recommending, not all that we received.
So I understand the wrestling.
Sure.
The wrestling is that there's a head coach and an assistant, but you only want one stipend. So you're adding a... Are you bumping up one person, or are you adding two?
We're adding a person.
Oh. Is that coach three?
That would be coach number four.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't see
where... They have three already.
Oh, okay. So I'm just trying to read your
coach. There could be another assistant coach.
Any other questions, Ed? Okay. Well, thank you, Lori. That's all the items that we had to bring to the Finance Committee for today. Are there any other questions or anything you care to discuss at this point in time?
Yes. I can't... normally, like when I get my printed package, I get the Franzig, PM, BMO, and FGM invoices.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find them.
You got a paper copy, I think, this evening.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Where would I find that if we're going to be electronic? Where would I find that?
They probably should be in the finance packet.
Okay. So going forward, it'll be included in. Okay. I just wanted to see if they were there, and I just couldn't find them.
They probably will have to be scanned. Which right now we try not to put in too many PDFs into board books. So we may talk about what the best structure for that is, but I mean if they're a part of the finance packet, they should be in the finance packet electronically.
Okay.
We'll work with board book to do that. What they do is take the packets and turn them into PDFs when we send them to them, so they don't like getting anything that's already in a PDF.
Okay.
That would be
I thought it was there, and I just couldn't find it.
And you couldn't pull it out.
And I was about to kind of dance.
Where is that? I can't find it.
Well, and know those things don't go on the public website, because that's information for the Finance Committee
right.
As part of your review, so we don't post it with the whole packet that's out there.
Well, then, I found the Thursday letter, so I thought it was somewhere in that grouping of things. So,
I think your point is well made that we have to try and get everything over to board books, so you only have to go to one site.
Okay. Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Well, that's all the business I have for this evening's meeting. We have a board meeting starting at 7:15, so I guess we'll take a brief adjournment.